Stuart, you must be very satisfied with your team's efforts today.
Yeah, delighted obviously with the result, the performance. I've got to say sometimes in football you can be a bit lucky. I mean, we weren't lucky in the performance, but we were lucky that we've played against the Rochdale side that have been depleted in certain areas, you know, with suspensions and international call-ups. So we had to take advantage of that today because Rochdale are a good side. So, yeah, I thought the quality of the goals were terrific, the way we played. We've had a lot of good performances at home this season, but not capitalised and been clinical. You only have to look last night at Wembley, unfortunately, from my point of view. I think England had three attempts on goal and scored all three. So we had a lot of chances today, don't get me wrong. But when you're on top of games, you've got to be clinical, and we were that today.
Having spoken to Keith, he was quite happy with his team's performance because maybe it's about 40 minutes till you got that first goal. It was an even game, wasn't it?
It certainly was, that's what we said. And I knew how they'd play Rochdale, they're a good side. And they did, although our goalies had nothing to do. I don't know if their goalies had much to do, but it was an open, even game. So when the quality of the goals come about, you know, great crossing. We worked all week, and sometimes you can work all week and nothing comes off on a Saturday. But we worked all week on crossing, finishing, set plays, and everything's come off today. So it's one of them days when you look back and think, thankfully, because next week anything can happen. So yeah, pleasing performance. The lads deserve it, the crowd deserve it after disappointment last week going out of the cup, and we just look to move on. We keep our feet on the ground, but if we keep playing like that, then we'll do well.
About 5 minutes before the break, Billy Clark, influential, obviously scored the first, but the cross for the second I thought was super
outstanding. I know a lot of people tell me when I come to a football club that Clark and Hansen can't play together, big man, little man, but Billy is more of a 10. We emphasise, he goes in there, deep positions, get on the ball, makes things happen. But when the ball goes in the box, he's got to get in there and score goals. Because regardless if you're a 10 or a wide player, you judge on how many goals you score or how many goals you create. He gets one, and as you say, his balling is fantastic. And Timothy Dieng, again, we encourage midfield players to get in the box, and he's done that and got his just reward.
The sending off has kind of killed the game and given you a chance to get the two more that you did get. Obviously, Hansen with that tapping. But Mark Marshall, what a free kick that was.
Again, he's been working on him all week. He's a conscientious lad. Left foot, right foot. I mean, he's a natural right footer, but you wouldn't know. He kicks with both feet, and his left foot goes over the wall. And, he gets his rewards yesterday for being back on the training ground for another 15 minutes. And, fair play to the kid.
And your keeper, first league start, nice clean sheet. He didn't have that much to do, did he?
No, I think he's had one save in the game, which was offside him. It's a really good save. But other than that, he talks well, his kicking's good, his distribution's very good. And, I'm sure he would have liked more to do, to be honest. But he did everything he did well.
Results depending tomorrow. You might not be, but you are second in the league right now. You must be pleased with the way things have gone so far. Disappointing with the cup aside, the league campaign has been superb for you so far.
Yeah, it's far better than we could ever imagine. When we come in the season, we had to get staff together, we had to get a group of players together. And as I say, all plaudits go to them. But it's a team, everything we do here. The owners want it to be a team, the supporters have been fantastic. We've got a good backroom staff now, and we've got a good squad of players. I mean, listen, I'm sure there's 10, 12, 14 other managers in the league think they've got good squads of players, and they have. So, some days we'll be up, some days we'll be down. Today was a good day, and we've just got to strive for the consistency. And I suppose, we've only been beat once this season in the league, so the boys can't be any more consistent than that. And long may it continue, naturally, but the feet are still well and firmly on the ground.
Does this make up a little bit for yesterday?
What happened yesterday? No, I missed that. I fell asleep, but... it's talk about being clinical. I think England have had three attempts on goal and scored three times. So it'll be a different game when we get Hampden.
You feel for Gordon as well, don't you, when that happens?
Yeah. I mean, you've been there, all been there as managers. You're in game, you're playing well, you're doing well. One break, bang, great finish by Sturridge. And that's where the difference was. I think before the game, if you're honest and said to Gareth Southgate, you can have any pick of a Scotland player to play on your side, he probably wouldn't have picked anyone. That's where we are as Scotland. So... was it a shock? It wasn't a massive surprise, maybe, because England have got that quality. But the performance-wise, and a lot of people won't see that, was actually okay from Scotland. It just England were clinical.